What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Time to head off to the movies, and once again we have Aaron Camp with us, our resident cinemaniac. Of course, if you'd like to check out some of Aaron's other reviews, you can go to cinemaniac.ws. Good morning, how's it going?
Good, Rodney, morning.
It's getting into this beautiful spring weather at the moment, but still any weather is good for heading off to the movies, isn't it?
Absolutely. Once you're inside, it doesn't matter what it looks like outside.
So, and what's coming out at the cinemas at the moment?
Yeah, coming out today, there's a few films. The main one being The Brave One, starring Jodie Foster, which is about a lady who, her and her partner get attacked and he dies, and she goes about seeking revenge herself, but then kind of has this inner conflict of, is her seeking revenge just is she becoming what she hates? Mm. And so looks quite interesting. And we also have Resident Evil number 3 coming out, another one of those films based on the popular computer game. So strong violence in that one. If you're not into the violence, I would avoid that one. And then we've got a comedy film coming out today as well for those for a bit of change of pace. It's called Hot Rod. I'm not sure about this one. For my taste, it looks a bit too silly for me. But next week, got a couple of more serious films coming out. The main one being A Mighty Heart, starring Angelina Jolie, which tells the true story of journalist Danny Pearl's disappearance and murder in Karachi a few years ago, and of his wife's intense efforts to find him. Now, she actually wrote the memoir of his life because she was pregnant at the time, and it was kind of to introduce this man to her, like the dad to the son kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm really interested in seeing that one, checking out how they handle that subject matter. So,
okay. Yeah. And you've been off to the movies this week. What have you seen?
Well, I went off to check a bit more of a light-hearted kind of film this week. We've got lots of thrillers and action films coming out, so I thought I'd go for a bit of a change of pace. So I headed off to see The Nanny Diaries, which stars Scarlett Johansson and Laura Linney. Now, this film is presented to us as being a case study of upper-class society in Manhattan, in particular those on the Upper East Side, anyway. But the film is really about a college graduate, Annie, who's played by Scarlett Johansson, and she doesn't really know what she wants to do in life. Her mum wants her to be successful in climbing the corporate ladder, get a really high-profile business career, but she's not convinced that's for her. So in deciding what she wants to do, she kind of falls into the job of being a full-time live-in nanny to a couple who are simply called the exes. Now, as she nervously fumbles her way through her new role of looking after the ex's son, Greya, Annie gradually comes to realise that which she really wants to become in life. Now, The Nanny Diaries is a fairly good film, especially if you're after a bit of light-hearted entertainment. And although the film does contain some big thematic points, it really doesn't go into too much great detail and keeps it at a surface level, so we're not forced to think too much about it, and we're free to just enjoy the film. A couple of these thematic points that I'll just go into now is, one of them is, the film really makes a point of putting your family first. The exes are living an extravagant, upper-class lifestyle and don't have time for their son. The nanny's job is to raise the child while Mrs. X goes shopping, out to lunch, to spas, and so on, while Mr. X rarely leaves his office. They seem to be blind, or they simply don't want to see, the effect that this has on Greya, leaving him to form a huge bond with the nanny instead of his parents. Now, this theme, of course, unravels throughout the course of the film until Mrs. X realises what needs to change. The second theme is choosing our path in life and recognising that that's up to us. Annie in the film feels pressured to follow the path her mum wants to see her take. And when she doesn't follow that path, she lies to her mum to try and hide the truth from her. And Annie needs to realise that it's up to her what she does, and she shouldn't feel ashamed of that. And on the flip side, her mum needs to respect her decisions and not pressure her one way or the other. So that's a couple of really positive themes that can be in this, that are in this film. One thing I do want to mention, though, one thing I didn't like about this film is the portrayal of nannies in the film. They're portrayed as people who are unskilled and unable to do anything else but be a nanny, but look after the kid. And it's actually said at one point in the film that being a nanny is not a great career. Now, I'm not 100% familiar with how the American system of nannies works or anything like that, but having these attitudes presented in a film like this helps perpetuate the myth that nannies and childcare workers are somehow less valuable. Their career is not as important as that of a lawyer or an accountant or, you know, some high-profile business person. And I think that's pretty insane, personally, because what's more valuable than your child? Many nannies and childcare workers have a huge influence on the kids in their care during the most formative years of their life. So having them portrayed in such a way, to me, doesn't do their job, their career, any justice. But having said that, The Nanny Diaries is a decent little film, particularly if you're after a light, enjoyable story.
Okay, what sort of ages do you think are going to enjoy this?
I think it's predominantly marketed towards a female audience. I don't think you'd get too many guys wanting to rush off to see this film. But yeah, sort of the 18 to 30 year old age group, I would say, and perhaps a bit younger than that, although there are a couple of moments in the film where there's some coarse language which really do stick out a bit, so because it's not permeated through the film, but just once or twice they're just thrown in there.
So when it happens, you really notice it.
Yeah, you kind of go, wow, where did that come from? So I wouldn't want to see people too young going along to see it, but yeah, it's a decent film and will attract that kind of audience.
And with obviously a large female audience, I guess if the ladies are going along to see it and they grab their guys and say you're coming too, the guys are still going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably not going to enjoy it as much as they would going off to see the latest action blockbuster, but it's not a bad film, and yeah, it's a bit of lighthearted entertainment that they should enjoy.
Okay, and what's coming out on DVD at the moment?
On DVD, well, there's a few films coming out this week on DVD. We've got Ocean's 13, which is obviously the third one in the Ocean's 11 films. We've got Because I Said So, which is, again, more of a female-oriented film, a mother and daughter, where the mother tries to hook her daughter up with a potential partner. And then there's 28 Weeks Later, which is a horror film based on the hugely successful 28 Days Later from a few years back. And then next week, we've got a couple films coming out, Bridge to Terabithia, which is a great family film. And if you're a fan of Will Ferrell, then Blades of Glory is coming out as well. But it's a ridiculously silly film. But if you're into that thing, then feel free to watch that, but not my cup of tea.
Okay. Been chatting to Aaron Camp from Youth for Christ. He's our Cinemaniac. And if you'd like to see some more of Aaron's reviews, you can go to cinemaniac.ws. And there's a heap of reviews there that you can wander through. Aaron, thanks for your time. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.